Well, the New South Wales Champion of Sports ceremony will be held at Star City tonight, commencing at 6 p.m. And there's a number of people that will be inducted into the Hall of Champions. And one of those people will be Bradley Clyde, former Canberra Raider, New South Wales and Australian representative. And I'm glad to say, fellas, we've got him on the line. Morning, Clydie.
Good morning, Laurie. Jimmy, Dave, how are we?
Yeah, really well, mate.
Great honour, mate, to be inducted into this Hall of Champions.
Yeah, deeply honoured, and you know, to be named alongside some heroes of mine growing up, not just in rugby league, but across all sports. So to be alongside those names is something special.
What were your other sports growing up, Clyde? We know you as the rugby league great, and I think you came into the Canberra Raiders side as a 17-year-old. What other sports did you play?
Well, I played AFL for 9 years, so AFL, Canberra was very much an AFL town back in the day, and I played both for many years, and then I had a crack at cricket, and, swimming, I was really blessed, and as you guys probably are too, with a family that had a really healthy respect for sport,
yeah.
and healthy living. So, look, I had a crack at pretty much every sport and worked out that rugby league and AFL was pretty much it for me. And I played them alongside each other. Then I had to choose one or the other at about 15, I think it was, and really enjoyed the By that time, the Raiders had created a pathway for me, so it was a no-brainer.
Well, you certainly made the right decision, and you were one of the game's great and elite forwards. What was your best moment, do you think, Brad, in your footy career? Was it, you know, making representative sides? Was it winning competitions with the Raiders? What was it?
It was definitely the 89 grand final for me. It was a combination of a couple of things that just... working ridiculously hard for something that a common goal with a bunch of blokes. I don't know if people have been involved in such an effort. Well, it's a very powerful thing. Have that common goal that you're trying to achieve, and then you eventually achieve it. It's something really special. I remember making the under-15s Australian rep team. And from then on, for me, rugby league became an end game. It was something that I really wanted to achieve and play at the highest level. From that point on, before that, it was always just fun for me. But at that point, that triggered something.
Last week, Brad, on the program, we spoke about, and we asked Laurie and also Jimmy, the toughest players they've played against and also the toughest players they've played with. So it's a two-pronged question for you. Who is the toughest player you ever played against and who is the toughest player you ever played with?
Oh, look, I always found a sidestep for David Gillespie and Ian Roberts. you saw them in the line. I was very aware that they were there. And even though I didn't have a sidestep, I found one. I often get asked the best players that I've played with and against. For me, it was Laurie and Ricky. I was blessed to play with them week in and week out. And I knew exactly what they were capable of. And to tell you the truth, they just made me look good. So that was an easy one. The toughest players I've played with. I saw some pretty incredible things. I always looked at Steve Walters was a player that came into the Canberra Raiders not long after they started and really grounded out a great career and turned out to be one of the best. And he wasn't overly blessed with skill, but worked hard at his game. And for me, I look at his toughness, putting his head up front all the time. I really think that he should be recognised for his efforts, definitely.
You must have been excited about the Raiders this season, Bradley, making it through to the grand final. Not winning it, but of course we've had some lean years and all of a sudden to see the excitement back down there in Canberra and to turn up on grand final day and see the sea of green. Rugby league's alive and well and there's plenty of high expectations on the Canberra Raiders going forward.
Yeah, I was incredibly proud of our team, Loz, and Look, those players that have taken a quantum leap over the last probably 18 months in particular, they've gone from coming through the grades and playing 50 first grade games. Now they're up around 100, 150 games, and that maturity has evolved, and I think Sticky's done a wonderful job with that team. There's a real combination of and a healthy dynamic within the club. There's older players showing the way, and there's a strong leadership, as well as that youth in players like Kotrich coming through that are popping up and providing that enthusiasm and a healthy future at the same time.
Mm. Now, Claudia, we were speaking a little bit earlier. I don't know how we got to it, but about how revenues are split and made on writing a book. And so, of course, you wrote one with Loz, Daly and Clyde. And we're just wondering, are you...
75-25, Clyde.
Are you confident... Laurie says it was a 50-50 split. Are you confident that that was the case?
Yeah, it definitely was. The commercials... we went through the 94 tour penning that book, and it was a pretty interesting time. It was good to take our minds off the footy at that time. We had a lot of fun writing that book with Daniel Lane, and I can guarantee it was 50-50. Well, that's
what they told me. Yeah. Until I found out Clyde got a bit extra.
hey, Clyde, when we went back to Canberra recently, when we had to go down for the racing, we went in and, you know, most people, when they go back to a town they've grown up in, you know, they point out various locations. Well, the first thing that Loz was eager to tell us all was, boys, that's where the private bin was. Now, what about him with the leather jacket? Can you just give us a bit of mail on, did he stroll up and say, look, security, you know who I am? Or what's the story? The leather vest.
He didn't have to. Everyone knew who he was.
Yeah.
And the bouncers just go, hey, Loz, how are you? And let his throng, the throng being his family, his sisters and any other footy players alongside us. But, they were really good times. And we probably had too many times where we walked out of there and it was daylight, Loz. But
it was always good times, Bradley.
Exactly right. You stumble down those stairs and see the hot dog band trying to serve
Oh, dear. He sounds like he was the Pied Piper of Canberra. By the way, he's the Pied Piper of the Hall of Champions. He was asked the other day on air, are you in that? Yes, of course I am. So,
Look, and to be fair, Loz and Dave Trodden, I really want to thank both of those guys for putting my nomination forward to be considered. So thank you, Loz.
Now, I look forward to catching you there tonight, mate. No better person could have that honour bestowed upon them. You are certainly a legend of the game, certainly the greatest player in my eyes, and I'll catch you tonight, buddy.
Sounds great. We'll have a beer.